Supreme Court security gets a boost. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Amid ongoing protests over an upcoming abortion decision, the House gives final approval to a bill enhancing protections for justices and their families.
By passing this bill as is, we are sending a clear message to the left-wing radicals. You cannot intimidate the Supreme Court justices.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy also criticized a House delay after the bill won unanimous support in the Senate last month. 27 House Democrats voted against it after failing to win additional protections for court staff. Another option for kids to get a COVID shot clears a key hurdle. A panel of FDA advisors just voting in favor of Moderna's vaccines for kids ages 6 to 17. Those doses still need final FDA and CDC approval. Only the Pfizer shot is authorized for that age group so far. Tomorrow, the same panel takes up COVID shots from both companies for children under age 5. Still no sign of a child and two adults swept away during storms that caused flooding in Milwaukee.
The search resumed again today for an 11-year-old boy caught in a fast-moving, storm-filled drain ditch, and two men who were told jumped in to save the boy Monday night. Before Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky says all three were sucked into a series of drain tunnels.
We're going to go look at the next one, and we're going to continue our surface searches in all the intermediate and downstream rivers. The shoreline searches along the entire banks.
Where water dumps into Lake Michigan, the names of the missing not released, though police say all three know each other.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Utility crews still working to restore power in parts of the Midwest and South. A deadly head-on collision between two tractor trailers south of Milwaukee in Union Grove. Sheriff's officials say one semi crossed the center line and hit the other. A fiery crash, multiple deaths reported, but no details yet. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden says his economic plan is a work in progress and that it is making a difference.
By the end of the fiscal year, we will have cut the federal deficit by another $1.6 trillion in 1 year.
At a union meeting in Philadelphia, also warning voters again that Republicans would raise taxes and put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block. That's based on a plan from Republican Senator Rick Scott, who says he wants to spark a conversation.
My point is simply this. We have got to get this country back to work. Biden's plan is to get people on government programs where people are spending their days saying, what additional government program can I get?
Scott says people shouldn't be striving for safety net programs. The latest snapshot of inflation finds prices at the wholesale level not rising quite as much in May, but still near a 40-year high year over year. Just as more states hold primaries, a variety of congressional and gubernatorial races on the ballot today in South Carolina, Nevada, Maine, and North Dakota, with a special congressional election in Texas. The school year's not over yet everywhere, but the forecast for back-to-school shopping is already in, with strong retail sales expected, though not as strong as last year, as businesses rebounded from remote learning.
MasterCard Spending Pulse, which tracks spending across all payment forms, forecasts that back-to-school spending will be up 7.5% between July the 14th through September the 5th, compared with the year-ago period when sales rose 11%. Back-to-school is the second biggest season for retailers and is often viewed as an early indicator of retail momentum ahead of the traditional holiday season.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A mixed finish on Wall Street after back-to-back plunges. The Dow dropped another 151 points. The S&P also finishing lower, but the NASDAQ up 19 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.